Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 12.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Cervagna. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Speaker. As we gather here today as a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, we pray that we are ever mindful of opportunities and our responsibilities to serve our people and our state. We may not look the same, travel the same roads, or have the same experiences, yet we still are all made in your image. We will never forget our enduring values, morals, spirituality, and intellectuality, serving for our best efforts in those areas and on those things upon which future generations can build with confidence. Let us continue to strive to make a better North Carolina, America, and world. In your name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for February the 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for February 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed? The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representative Cleveland, House Bill 82. Clarification, precinct voting data maintained.
Election law and campaign finance reform, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 83, adult working and advocating for kids, empowerment in Swain County funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Clampett, Hodister, and Moss, House Bill 84. Department of Labor, Division of Occupational Safety and Health, new position and salary increase funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Clampett and Loftus, House Bill 85, revised use of alcohol concentration result.
Regulatory reform, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Neil Jackson, Biggs, Stevens, and Loftus, House Bill 86, school calendar flexibility statewide.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Neil Jackson, Stevens, Carson Smith, and Biggs, House Bill 87, district attorney may petition for probation modifications.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hollister and Faircloth, House Bill 88, Guilford Board of Education vacancies.
Local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February the 14th at 9:30 a.m. Standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative Cervagna, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Tuesday, February 14th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.